The government is seeking to optimize learning opportunities within and outside of the formal school system. With the use of information communication technology ICT, more Jamaicans, particularly school-aged children, will readily have information at their fingertips, which will be instrumental in enhancing learning. One of the initiatives being put forward by the government is the Tablets in Schools pilot project. The project, announced by Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell during his 2013-2014 budget presentation, initially targeted students in primary and secondary schools. The Tablet in Schools pilot project will now be extended to students in early childhood institutions, ECIs, across the island.
The Tablet in School project, which we have launched already and which will be fully implemented by the end of the school year, will see not only primary and high schools, but also pre-primary, basic schools, being a part of this experimentation to enable every single student in these institutions to have his or her own device. And eventually, for the over 400,000 students that are in government institutions from pre-primary level right up to high school, to have their own device.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell. He says the expansion to ECIs is aimed at exposing more young people to the technology at an earlier age.
We believe that you have to get the youngsters now as the earlier stages in their education development to have access to the technology, and thereby to create a much more inquisitive mind rather than the teacher being the reservoir for information and knowledge. The students now on his or her own will be able to access information using the teachers only as supervisors in terms of the content.
The tablets will come preloaded with Ministry of Education approved textbooks, age-appropriate applications and software for students up to grade 12.
We're also going to be downloading the content on the tablets, so the students won't have to buy as many books as they used to because the material will now be available electronically. There are currently discussions with the publishers about converting their physical books into electronic books. And also a competition that the government in collaboration with the World Bank is doing.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. The devices will also have security features which allow them to be tracked if stolen and to bar children from accessing dangerous or inappropriate content. After the pilot phase, a cost-sharing component will eventually be added to the Tablets in Schools project to ensure sustainability.
Initially, it's going to be fully funded by the government, but eventually there will be a cost-sharing component to enable us to roll out the project much more quickly than the 4 years that we had envisaged. In fact, we now want to roll out the project in 2 years. So the parents will have to provide some amount of funding. In fact, the savings to them will be tremendous because they will no longer have to buy books for the students, so they will be able to adequately participate in the cost sharing.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell. So, come September, the pilot of the Tablets in Schools project will get underway in over 30 schools island-wide, allowing the users to become technologically savvy and also to broaden the students' horizons.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for Gender Equality.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.